Clement Winterode II with the Ralph Winterode Show for the second hour. Out of Alaska, truth seeker of the far north. Talking about the Internal Revenue Service and talking about people that shouldn't be in jail, amongst a whole handful of people that shouldn't be in jail. And when you start to really understand what's going on, I actually now feel comfortable. I walk into that United States District Court, that federal building, Costa Rica, and there I usually immediately get a U.S. Marshal for my protection. It's nice that they provide people like that for you. To follow me around or keep an eye on me, I guess. I'm not sure what they think I'm going to do. I have no idea, but one thing I'm not going to do is become violent. I'm going to lawfully and peacefully go at this, because anybody that thinks that you're just going to go out here and shoot one of these judges or something, it's not going anywhere, folks. You've lost. Battle's over. That's not the way to do it. We need knowledge, and we need the wisdom to use that knowledge. And if the people would wake up, we could give them a hell of a run for their money here. Anyway, I'm talking about the, I put out on my special list, I put out 10 cases that were not the unpublished. There's a lot of unpublished cases. Of course, I wouldn't want to populate the case law with very many cases that were published that the quote could use, because guess what? Slaves might wake up. They might actually read this and understand it. So these all say 60-12. That is where the legal duty is, the file. Now, the problem is, who has the file? Who is it? Well, it tells us, in this is a subsidy regulation, and it's 26 CFR 1.6012-1. So 1 means it's individual income tax stuff. The period, then 6012 says it has to do with the statute of 6012-1. And then you go down to see if it has the force and effect of law. This one happens to have the statutory authority at the bottom. A lot of them don't. It's under the general of 26 CF or United States Code 7805. And if you read 7805, it says the IRS to enforce the tax laws must use regulations promulgated by the secretary. Must use regulations, not statutes, regulations. And they have to have the statutory authority, of course. The Supreme Court holding on that, 7805. That's the one you see at the bottom of the OMB numbers, 7805, the big long table. And I went through every 1040 on that table. And guess what? It has nothing to do with anybody that's a citizen of the several states. It's all foreign earned income and real estate, some nonsense. I'm not bothered to do it. I just know as soon as I see it has nothing to do with me, I move on. Well, the question becomes, who has to file returns? It's mandated here. It says an income tax return must be filed by every individual. If that individual is a citizen of the United States, whether residing at home or abroad. This is the one that has application to most people in our country, because almost everybody is under the penalties of perjury sworn to be a citizen of the United States. In Alaska, that's a registered voter. I hear that music. Boy, didn't even get wound up good. We'll be back in just a minute with more on who's got a file.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Well, we're coming back from break here. We're talking about, happened to be Dr. Clayton's out of Texas or down south or someplace. His particular appellate brief and why he lost. And it's unfortunate. He was using the 861 argument, which is quite clear from the reading the briefs and Larkin Rose's mention, so I can presume that it's Larkin Rose's 861 argument. It's a valid argument. It really is. I can prove it. Conclusively prove it with public records. The problem is, the people that are using it don't go far enough. They're sitting on top of the rock pile, but they haven't figured out all of the structural stuff to make it work yet. And I just went over some of that the previous hour. It has all to do with foreign corporations and foreign earned income. That is the statutory authorities. Congress gives the statutory authority. It's in a table. Most of it's in the table, the 861 stuff, most of that, all of that is in the table. Like I say, anybody that's interested wants to see those tables, just email me at Ralph, R-A-L-P-H, at JustBelly, J-U-S-B-E-L-L-I, that's Bell, B-E-L-L-I, .com. I'll send them to you. No charge. Because we've got to break this, I don't know what we call it, patriot baloney or this nonsense or these inaccurate statements. That's what we got to break. Because we're not going to beat these guys if we don't have the knowledge and the wisdom to go pound on them like they're pounding on us. Well, the question is the regulation that sits under this is this 26 CFR 1.6012-1. Now, the statutory authority for 1.6012-1 does not have to be just 20-6012, and it's not, and I'll get in that a minute, but it could be anything. That's where the people with the 861 are not understanding. They take the 1.861, but they never bother to look. What is the statutory authority? And it has to do with foreign earned income or foreign corporations. Well, so this says here, an income tax return must be filed by every individual, if such individual is. That seems pretty plain, clear to me. So the question is, who are those individuals? The first one is a citizen of the United States, whether residing at home or abroad. The second one is a resident of the United States, even though not a citizen thereof. And the third one is an alien bona fide resident of Puerto Rico during the entire taxable year. Those are the entities that must file an individual income tax return. No more, no less. Now, of course, a resident, the case is on that. Back in the late 1800s, an inhabitant is a resident. And so they changed the word inhabitant to just be resident. Sounds better because everybody thinks they reside somewhere. Well, I could be a resident of Alaska and a resident of Kansas and be domiciled in Florida. You have lots of residents. You can reside all kinds of places. Domicile is where you attach to the land and attached to your constitution for your contract. So what is the citizen of the United States then, if he's got a file? If anybody's been on listening to me talk, I don't know. You know, it's right there. It's somebody that wants to have the same rights as enjoyed by the white citizens. Talk about a racist statement. And then the white guy, like I'd be a white guy. Why would I have the same rights as enjoyed by a white citizen if I am one? Duh. And in the Wong case, they come right out and said, well, and they did that in April, and then by June, they'd already put in to have the 14th Amendment because we just made up Santa Claus. And they were concerned that a congressional act coming along later, when things cooled down and people figured out what the game was, would repeal it. So we put Santa Claus into the 14th Amendment. Rudolph at every garage. Christmas presents. Bring Christmas presents every Christmas. Everybody's Santa Claus. A fiction and law. Just made him up. Now it's beyond the Supreme Court of the United States to overturn the amendment because that is a political question. These guys were good. Then, of course, very quietly in 1870, they made it so the Negro did not have to enter the plantation of Congress, but they made him so the Negro or anybody of African nativity would be naturalized beyond exactly the same status as a white guy. So the black guy and the white guy is equal, 100%. No difference. Neither one wants to have the same rights as a white citizen. They are equal. They both have inalienable rights secured in the Constitution, but we ain't going to tell nobody about that. That would upset the apple cart. Well, the citizenship of the United States is an issue of fact. Where did I sign up? Where did you tell me what it is? It's public law. It's not laws of the United States, but it's public. Public law is everything in the kitchen sink. From here to Rome and around the world, private or public. And, of course, the question becomes, I'm going to be posting on that, where did they swap over from laws of the United States to the laws of Congress, actually, is what they are, is where Congress operates with two capacities in the district and the territories. Got it right out of the public records, right in the front of the books. They admit what they're doing. We just aren't smart enough to figure out what they're telling us. Our eyes gloss over these things. Anyway, this is where Dr. Clayton never had a chance. These juries are so difficult because they have a belief system. They believe that they have to pay taxes, and if they have to pay taxes, they'd be impeaching their own belief system. So that's one of the main reasons why you never see hardly anybody get off with these willful failure to files. The attorneys that are in all of these different cases won't deal with it for quite a few reasons. One is because they're all bound by the professional code of conduct, except for a few states, and when you hire a quoted attorney under the professional code of conduct, you give a full power of attorney to that guy over your life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and you're allowed, I think it's four things. Whether to plead or not, whether to get on the stand, whether to appeal, I forget what the other one is. That's it. Attorney can do anything he wants. It's his ballgame. And a lot of people have experienced this. They get attorneys, and they won't talk to them. They don't communicate with them, and they make deals. And the only thing they can't make is the deal without your consent, but they can sure as heck sell you out. Anyway, that's with Dr. Clayton's, unfortunately, of the 861 Lark and Rose argument is they're arguing regulations, but they don't seem to understand the subsidy regulations that are under Chrysler v. Brown. Because it's very specifically in the regulations says who must file an individual income tax return. Like I say, I've got it under 10 briefs, all but one of them, I think, no, two of them. Eight of them are out of the appellate courts. They're not courts of the United States either. They don't exercise judicial power, and that's a whole other story. But they're telling us what they're doing to us. And they're saying, we don't have to tell you, you dumb slaves. And that's just, this myth keeps being perpetuated around, so when you go into these courts, you can't win. That's rigged. It's also rigged under Rule 16, federal and state. Ours is up in Alaska, is they withhold information to protect, so we have effective law enforcement, to protect persons with the state as a person, and to protect the courts, the judges, and the attorneys. Now, why in the world would these guys need protection if we're going to go to trial and it's me that's on the hot seat? They don't want it out. They're not going to let it out what's going on. And they're going to protect themselves by these motions in limine. The government loves motions in limine to, on the federal side, to suppress information. Well, the next question becomes, and if you go look at Sherry Peel Jackson's case, they're all the same, basically, because they're out of these model rules. And what you're going to find there is the fact that the judge says, I'm going to give you the law. Well, the question, if I'm right, and these appellate courts are right, and the DOJ attorney's right, and a judge out of Rhode Island is right, there is a law. And anybody that's familiar with the Cheek case knows that there are four elements to that case. There must be a law that is definite. Somebody's got to know what the law is. You've got to have a law. And then there's got to be a legal duty established by that law. Now, what you will find out is that when you go back before we got into this administrative state and lost our constitutional republic, people didn't have these type of legal duties. But we have legal duties today because we decided to accept the benefit of this fictional status. And if you accept the benefit, just like one of your children, if you have children, you say, I will give you, you wash the dishes and I will give you this. You do this and wash the car, whatever, and then I'm going to do this. This is your benefit and this, and I can take it away at will. That's what Social Security is all about. Hear the music, and we'll be back in again a minute here, and I'm going to explain why they don't tell us the legal duty, because they can't.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Well, this is Ralph Corbett, Winterroad the Second, back with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska, and talking today about Internal Revenue Service, and went over here briefly why Dr. Clayton got convicted and why his appeal fell on deaf ears. Using the 861 argument, it's a valid argument, but it wasn't put forth correctly, and they didn't have enough information. And I really feel sad for these people that are going to jail. I don't recall, but it seemed to me like when I was looking at this case there, he got quite a few years. And so, you know, that means his family's going to great suffering, and, of course, him. And, of course, Sherry Peel Jackson, she's coming up. She was found guilty in rather a short trial. And I looked at some of the briefing, and I said, this is going nowhere. She doesn't get it. And if this is what she believes and she gets into court, it's not going to make hay. She was charged with willful failure to file an income tax return. And, of course, the judge always starts off, the key to these things is the standard of review for the citizens of the United States that sit in the jury. These people that have a belief system, because they file income tax, and they're hopefully going to have enough, get a couple of brain synopsis firing to figure out that you didn't willfully not file because you had a belief system, too, otherwise. Boy, that's an uphill road. But you go read these jury instructions. It's a reversible error. This one here that I'm looking at on her jury instruction, presuming the one that was put in for the government, this is jury instruction number 6. It says here, the defendant can be found guilty of that offense. By the way, they're not crimes because they don't do crimes anymore. Offenses technically aren't even indictable. That's another whole story. But only if all of the following facts are proved beyond a reasonable doubt, not clear and convincing, not presumption or, I forget what the other one's called there. There's another lower level here of evidence. But this is reasonable doubt. So this is the highest level that we have in our constitutional republic. And the first one is that the defendant was required by law or regulation to make a return of her income for the taxable year charge. Now, I am duh, like, there's no 6012 disclosed, and there's no regulation. Well, see, why do they put in the regulation? Because these guys know 1.6012-1 is a subsidy regulation, and it says who has to file. Was this not explained to the jury? You can't have required by law, so where is the one that says you got to file? That's what it says, that the defendant was required by law. By law means by Congress. Now, we know those treasonous SOBs up there. That's what they are. They're all committing acts of treason. They're all domestic terrorists by the Supreme Court, by their own definitions. But it says here the defendant was required by law or regulation, and that's never disclosed. And these juries convict, and these attorneys never disclose it for whatever reason, that it's 6012 and 1.6012-1 under the statutory authority of Congress. Why in the world? How do they pull this off? I sit and scratch my head. I don't know. It's very frustrating to see these people go down and the jury instructions, and nobody ever gets around and argues about it. God, I just don't know. It's anyway, if you go look at that particular issue, it's right there in the jury instructions, and they had no way to find that fact. There's no way, because the 6012 was never disclosed. All they have is the punishment side. And if we had real law, you have a law with the punishment. All they do is you got a conduct statute with a punishment. Well, where does it say that I should file? And people have been asking that for years. It's in 6012. And you have to have 1.6012-1. And that's why it says here, this is the first thing of three that has to be to find willful failure to file. Number one, the defendant was required by law, by some statute or regulation. They know there's a regulation. That's why they put that in there. To make a return of her income for the taxable year charged. That's the first prong. And I'm going to talk about Cheek here in a minute and explain why they never disclose this. The second one is it failed to file a return at the required time, required by law. So there's got to be a statutory time. And there are some attorneys out there that love to argue about one little part of this, about the time and about the pamphlets, and technically the pamphlets have no force and effect of law. You can bring them in under the rules of evidence of 902 and might get them to the court to look at it, but you probably won't. And the third prong is the defendant failure to file the return was willful. Well, I hear the music, short segment, and we're going to get into the legal duty and why they never disclose it. And it's just amazing. All the people are going to jail, and they don't know what's going on. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Thank you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased. And I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Well, we're back for a break here, and this is Ralph Kermit Winterroad II, Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. And by the way, I will make anybody that would like to send funds, it will sure be appreciated. I have, I went up there, I got I've had two federal sting operations against me, and the one who set up with the Chickaloon Village with their driver's license, they suckered me in and wouldn't fight it. I took them to the Ninth Circuit, took it to the Court of Appeals, and fighting the national sovereignty or these Indian sovereignty of these natives, and they're just not going to fight. It was a setup. So on a willful or on a suspension of a license, it wasn't even suspended. It was over, and I couldn't even get into court to defend it. They gave me 5 years probation, 6 months in a pokey, and a $5,000 fine. Real lenient. And then they also said at the sentencing, thou shalt quit posting on the internet. Hoo-ha. Well, I did 30 days. They suspended 5 months, but of course if they catch me, I'm back on. I got about 45 days left here since I filed a habeas and got them to turn loose, and I got to go file another one. And anyway, $1,000 fine, 80 hours community service, but I'm heading off to the Supreme Court, and I could sure use funds because I'm working on getting a book and a video and things together because other than the list that I put out for the donations, I'm operating below the poverty line. I'm willing to do the battle, but it takes money. And if anybody'd like to donate money, well, I set it up to send me an email and I'll send you the address, ralph@justbelly.com. I am going to be putting out the writ of quo warranto on the list because I'm going after these guys. They have no documents. Now that I understand it, I've got to look that up. But typically it goes to the AG of the state, and they sit on it for 30 days, and then you go in and file yourself. But I have several books on the quo warranto, and I'm going to get all that up. I'm going to put it out for free because I want these people to get off my ship. These pirates are sitting on my ship. And I'm getting tired of going to the pirate ship and asking Blackbeard if his pirates will quit stealing my stuff. They want me to have all the documents to sail, but they don't have their documents, and they can't. It costs $5. Habeas costs $5 to file. Common law habeas in the federal. Be load testing some of these things, but anyway, getting back to this, what we were talking about with the jury instructions. I looked at the jury instructions. Like I say, once you see what these guys are up to there, you know it's a bunch of nonsense. But it's somebody's going to go to jail over that nonsense, and that is not a good thing. It's really sad. Like I say, Sherry Peel Jackson has been out there doing this stuff, you know, out on the, she stepped out, and, of course, they come after her. And so that's what they do. You know, that's what these guys do when you, start fighting them. They tend to come after you and see if they can put you in the pokey, and, they can make up an indictment off of anything. They're actively, they don't even hide it in Anchorage anymore. U.S. attorneys in there are actively attempting to get me indicted, and they'll probably accomplish it because they'll just make it up. I don't do anything but except read their nonsense. Anyway, it says right here, and so the thing that Sherry didn't catch on to, it says they have to prove that there was required by law or regulation that they could return, and there's not one. 6012 is not there. 1.6012-1 is not there. So how do they get these people convicted? Dumb and rocks. They had a case up here on the Representative Coring. I actually like the Coring. They had one set of jury instructions for the jury. Can you believe this? So how? And I don't know what they had for jury instructions down there, but see, these people that they get in these juries, they have no clue. How would they have a clue? This stuff is way over their head, because if the attorney would bring up there is no law and it's in 6012 and the judge has to tell you that, and he don't, the holdings are, I mean, that courtroom would go up in smoke, man, because the judge, you ain't supposed to be talking law in my court, I give the law. Well, tell these folks it's 6012, then why don't they argue it in the jury instructions? I seen one case where the IRS agent said, we don't have to tell you the law. They're absolutely true. They don't. You're deemed to know it because you're a slave. Anyway, it says right here, the first one is required by law or regulation, and neither one is provided to the jury. That's a reversible error. Automatically, reversible error. They screwed up on the jury instructions. And then you got a timeline to file it by law, and then, of course, the willful failure to file. So the question becomes, why don't they just come above board and say, guess what? Here's the duty to file. It's in 6012, and the regulation is 1.6012-1, that under 7805, the IRS must use regulations to enforce. Why don't they just come out and say it? By the way, the people who use these parallel table of authorities, you can throw that in the trash because that's worthless. Can't even use it, so just thought of that. Anyway, the reason why they do not tell you the legal duty. It is a territorial court dressed up to look like an Article III court, which is unconstitutional to begin with. It's treason. There's no judicial power of the United States. Judicial power comes from the Constitution. That court is controlled by in Title 28, Section 132. It tells us what they're doing. Congress says we're going to have a statutory judicial power, and it's controlled by law, which means Congress controls what goes on in that court, or it's controlled by rules of court. That's why these attorneys are heavy on rules of court. It's their Bible. It's the same as the law. The law is irrelevant. The law is irrelevant in that court. And the other one is orders of the judge. And it says he is going to have this statutory judicial power exercised by one judge. So you got three things you're fighting when you go in that court. You can throw the law and the Constitution in the toilet. The statutory nonsense of Congress by law, the rules of court, which is the Bibles for these attorneys and for the court, what's going on, and the order of the judge. He just does what he wants. Title 28, Section 132. So the question again, why don't they tell us what the legal duty is? Why don't they just say, here is the duty. It's in 6012. It's for citizens of the United States, and you didn't file it, and here's the penalty. Why don't they ask them to tell us that? Because they can't. Here's the reason why. First of all, the legal duty is a question of law. That's been held by the Second Circuit. But if they told us the legal duty, guess what? You can't have a legal duty unless there's two folks involved. If somebody's going to mow somebody's lawn, there's got to be somebody that's paying to get the lawn mowed, and there's got to be somebody that's going to be the mower and get paid for mowing the lawn. There takes two people to have a legal duty. It's like a contract. It is a contract. The lawyers know about legal duty. I'm telling you because that's where they get all the tort actions. Suing the legal duty. Did I have a legal duty to put sand on my sidewalk and tell that IRS agent that was leaving not to fall on his butt? Of course not. Entered his own risk. He's allowed to be on the tomb of the unknown soldier. Of course, there ain't no unknown IRS people. Of course, there ain't nobody out there, but hey, what's a little humor, right? Anyway, why can't they just say? Because if they're looking like an Article III court, Title 28, Section 2201, by the way, which is laws of Congress, not laws of the United States, specifically denies the court to say if you're a taxpayer. Well, wait a minute. How can I be prosecuted to have a legal duty, but the court can't make a determination that I'm a taxpayer? If I'm a 501c3, we can do that. They cannot put out a citizen of the United States to say you're a taxpayer. They can't have the other party in that court disclosed. Why not? Because it'd make it too obvious. Because the legal duty for who is a taxpayer is sitting over in the IRS office, quote, on the executive side, even though it is a bogus agency. So here's the game. I could be prosecuted for willful failure to file. Let's take Jerry Peel Jackson. She's prosecuted. She's been found guilty. Right now, the IRS could issue a letter and say Jerry Peel Jackson is not a taxpayer. The IRS then acts as a court of errors, separation of powers problem. She would walk. Of course, the whole system would come down, but of course, they're not going to do that. But that's the reason why they don't do it, because they can't. If they did, we'd have a separation of powers problem and a little illusion of the Article III court sitting there actually being a territorial court under the control of Congress, the judge, and the rules of court. And you can forget the Constitution and all the other nonsense. We don't do that stuff no more. That is the reason why they do not disclose the legal duty. That's why the judge never disclosed 6012. That's why these court of appeals say, yep, here it is, but we're not going to tell you. And as long as they can maintain the belief system in America that there is no law, it's not a law of the United States. That's under the Supremacy Clause. Laws of Congress are different. They are where Congress has plenary municipal authority. Absolute municipal authority. They act as a state government and they act as a federal government. That happens only in the district, 10 miles square, territories, and possessions. That's it. But you can see that they're acting as a territorial court because you go look at the definitions, they're always saying the state includes the territories of Guam, Marianas, and nonsense. Nonsense. Congress cannot legislate for the territories and within the several states in the same thing. They can't go there because they're operating in two different capacities. And they get away with it. Because nobody knows. They operate with the United States being a geographical or territorial boundaries, the outside boundaries. That's the way corporate fictions operate. By law, the United States can only operate where the land has been ceded, needful buildings and all that stuff. But what they did in 1948 is they moved the legislative venue, and by the way, a retired judge told me that, they moved the, and it happens to be true, they moved it out of the venue of the land, the legislature, and put it into a rule of court. We have preliminary examinations in Alaska. There's Rule 5, 5.1. I've talked to several attorneys. I went down and looked. They have pre-indictment hearings, and guess what? They don't have preliminary examinations. They never had one in Sherry Peel Jackson. They have these indictments. Well, where is the preliminary examination where somebody comes forward under oath and says, guess what, Sherry? This is what you did. This is the law you broke, and here's the duty that you broke it. And I got the goods on you. They don't do it. They moved it into a rule of court. And they don't do preliminary examinations. I went in and watched them down here, and they do these pre-indictment. They read the indictment, and there's nobody to testify on the other side. And the judge said, well, I find probable cause. Based on what? Somebody reads the charge. Where is the party that's under oath to get probable cause so that I can cross it if I so choose? This is the biggest, unbelievable. The Constitutional Republic is now basically the fourth right, the American Empire. And we're out to conquer the world. At least we're going to try to turn them in our direction. And we got a whole nation. Actually, it's a, our federal government. We have all these sovereign countries that are known as the several states. And they have all sold their birthrights. Everybody sold the birthright. To be a citizen of the United States because it sounds so deliciously correct. And my neighbor's doing it. And to sit and watch all this stuff going on all the time and these people that won't listen. Just like these 10... these 10 cases I put out, and in the brief, right under the signature of the DOJ, and the judge coming back and say, yeah, the DOJ is absolutely right. We don't have to tell y'all, that you dumb folks out there, you slaves, that it's 60-12. And Sherry Peel Jackson got caught on it. Can't help ignorance. Maybe she'll wake up. I don't know. I hope so. But the jury did not find what they said they had to find in jury instruction number 6. That repeated over and over. They said these three things have to be, well, the defendant was required by law or regulation to make a turn, and they do not disclose 6012 or the regulation 1.6012-1. And this little game is going on every darn day of the week in America. And it's absolutely shocking that nobody will listen. And if the jury, if the person the attorneys would put in the and challenge this stuff, we could start to blow these guys out of the water of getting putting people in jail. But it doesn't happen. The attorney could say, well, isn't the duty, Mr. IRS agent, you jackbooted thug, you, isn't it duty that's required by law, 6012? Do you have to disclose that to this person over here? God, that courtroom would start to come unglued. And then if you brought up the regulation, well, I had belief in this regulation here. And then what I would do, I actually, on mine, I impeached the whole jury. Of course, when I went in for sentencing again here the other day, talk about that in just a second. I hear the music coming again, and we'll be back in a minute with the final segment here, short segment.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
This is Ralph Kermit Winter Road, the Ralph Winter Road Show out of Alaska. And just briefly here on the driver's license thing, when old Judge Wolf, he's not a judge, the employee Wolf is what he is, He's not a public officer. When he got through, I put him under citizen's arrest again for being an act of treason, and I put him under citizen's arrest for being a domestic terrorist, and I got up and gave him a sigil and grabbed the paper and left. These guys are going to pound on Ralph, but I will not bow down to these demonic SOBs. They're evil. I don't know if they're shift changers, if they're aliens. I don't know what. I don't know how these people get this evil. Child custody, I don't know how you could go home to a family and sit there and know that you're feeding children into this these foster homes, the pedophiles and all that, and probably the reason why they don't get prosecuted. I'm working on getting the contracts that they sign, because there's probably a hold harmless clause between them and the private entity that's sitting underneath the state or the child folks. I'm sure that's how that's working too. But anyway, it's really Sherry has 7 days to file for a new trial. I don't know when the actual haven't dialed in on PACER to take a look, but when she actually got convicted. But she has 7 days, and she has a reversible error because they didn't tell the law. And they didn't provide the regulation. They never gave it to the jury. And the law, of course, is the legal duty is a question of law. Second Circuit case on that. Just like on all contractual arrangements, the legal duty is a question of law. But they never disclosed any of that. And the jury goes in there and they found her guilty. When there's no law provided or regulation where she is supposed to file. They just have a belief system. So I see we have one caller, Richard in Alabama. Go ahead.
I want you to comment on something they're doing in Alabama. It's the mandatory minimum impoundment. You're stopped for several violations. Let's see, one of them is insurance, and one is no license, and some others. And they impound your car, and it's for a mandatory minimum. And you have to pay the minimum storage charge. And you have to go to court. You can't... You can't buy your way out, and you can't, you can't fail to bring your license and show it to the judge and consent mm-hmm. to jurisdiction and all that stuff.
I'll tell you how to stop all that nonsense, and that's why they give me 84 traffic citations in 2 years. And that's why they I sued to go to court, and I personally have a trooper right now for getting me down and overhauling me on a trooperhood. But the real simple solution is, am I under arrest? They'll say no. They usually don't want to answer. Am I free to go? No. And as soon as a reasonable man determines that he is not able to leave, that's called a constitutional seizure.
Yeah.
So am I under arrest? No. Am I free to go? No. Then I'm invoking my right of assistance to counsel and the right to shut the hell up.
But
they have no evidence.
Yeah, I know, but they impound the car anyway.
I've played this game with the insurance up here. They get around and impound them up here, and they've even got so far now, probably because of me, if you owe over $1,000 in fines, which I couldn't even get into court to defend against, my number's up to $5,000. They take you off and haul you to jail just for money and take your car, too. But we're out of time, and Richard, thanks for calling in and people for listening, and get the word out, please, and that there is a law, but it's not have anything to do with us if we knew what was going on, and we'll see you next Sunday.